I'm Wolf Harant, Oscar Echo One, Whiskey Hotel Charlie, Documentary Archives, Radio Communications, Vienna. In June 2006, the American Radio Relay League's the XCC desk announced the addition of a paragraph under Section 2, the XC list criteria, political entities. The entity contains, I quote, a permanent population, is administered by a local government, and is located at least 800 kilometers from its parent. To satisfy the permanent population and administered by a local government criteria of this subsection, an entity must be listed on either the U.S. Department of State's list of dependencies and areas of special sovereignty as having a local administrative center or the United Nations list of non-self-governing territories. The new language effectively reclassified American Samoa as a political entity for DXCC purposes. Subsequently, the DX Advisory Committee and the Awards Committee added Swains Island to the DXCC list as the first separation entity from American Samoa. A team of dedicated DXs from France, Japan, and the USA immediately planned and executed the first DX expedition to Swains Island. KH8SI was active for only a couple of days in July 2006, a feast for the happy few wants to work them, but an urgent need for another, this time a major operation, which takes place right now in April 2007 under the call sign of N8S November 8 Sierra, or November 8 Swains. Swains Island is an atoll on the Tokelau chain, the most northwesterly island administered by American Samoa. Although culturally belonging to Tokelau, politically it is a territory of the United States of America. It has variously been known as Olosenga Island, Olohega Island, Kuros Island, Gentle Hermosa Island, and Jennings Island throughout its history. Swains Island lies 663 nautical miles south of the equator, 100 miles south of Fakaufu, 170 miles north and a little east of Apia, Samoa, 200 miles north and a little west of Pago Pago, and 310 miles west of Puka Puka, or known as Danger Islands. The island is a ring of sand and coral, a mile and a half east and west, a mile wide, and nowhere more than 20 feet high, surrounding a shallow lagoon, which is only slightly brackish with no surface connection with the sea. Most of the land from the crest of the narrow ocean beach to the very edge of the lagoon is thickly covered with vegetation, about 800 acres of coconut palms and various trees and shrubs found widespread in the Pacific. Its earliest history is a mixture of Tokelau legend and the sketchy account of the famous Portuguese navigator of Spanish vessels, Pedro Fernandez de Quiros, who discovered what is supposed to be this island on 2nd March 1606. Shortly after this, Olosenga was conquered by an expedition from Fakaufu. The brave and handsome men were killed or driven from the island, and some of the beautiful, fair-skinned women were taken back to Fakaufu as wives. But the chief of Olosenga left a curse on the island, so it is said. When the colonists came, a drought struck the island, famine followed, fishing near shore became poor, and the people died of starvation. Captain Hudson of the U.S. exploring expedition ship Peacock, learning of the island in Samoa from a whaling captain named Swain, visited it and surveyed the outer edge February 1st to 4th, 1841, but he was unable to land because of stormy weather. On October 13, 1856, Ailey Hutchinson Jennings, an American born in Southampton, Long Island, landed and he founded a unique little community now in its third generation. In order to settle the matter of ownership, Alexander Jennings later appealed to the naval government of Pago Pago and later through them to the U.S. Secretary of State and the President of the United States. On March 4, 1925, By a joint resolution of the U.S. Congress, American sovereignty was officially extended to the island, and it was placed under jurisdiction of the government of American Samoa. Periodic visits are paid by the station ship from Pago Pago, and of recent years, U.S. Coast Guard and naval vessels have stopped on their routine trips south. And it is there, at Swains Island, where Dr. Rane Milosevic, Yankee Tango 1 Alpha Delta, the team leader of November 8 Sierra, is on the satellite phone now, Wednesday, 11th April 2007, to say hello to a worldwide audience of not only radio amateurs. Rane, thanks for talking to us today.
To all listeners in your radio around Europe, Austria, and I think all world, we are here, 17 people, plus a crew from American Samoa, and we are coming to activate one new country, which is very important for amateur radio. This new country have name Swains Island, and is about 200 miles northeast from American Samoa. We are already working more than 7 days, and during 7 days we worked more than 89,000 US dollars, 29,000 contacts with all countries in the world.
You must be very tired by now, aren't you?
We are tired, but we are very satisfied because we have a plan to break record, which make part of our people during activity from Baker Island in 2002 when we was with 95,127 QSO contact finishes, but now we hope we'll have more than 100,000 until the end. And the end is Sunday evening Greenwich time. We have every day a very hot temperature. The temperature is more than 45 degrees. We have a lot of mosquitoes, but we are still working like on the beginning, and this is very important for my team.
Is the technical equipment working fine?
Everything working fine. We have good stuff. We have good engineers from Serbia, from Russia, from America. And if something broke, people repair everything, and everything working good. All amplifiers, all transceivers, all antennas, and all generators.
Are there any areas in the world where you have difficulties to be received?
No, we have not any problem to receive anybody. Everything going according our schedule, everything going according our plan. And we have connection with amateur radio around all world.
But I understand you also are using modes which are not usual, not just phone and Morse code, but other ones too.
Yes, we are working Morse code. And today we make a few connections to the world with a moon reflection. And we are working everything what is progressive and very important for the communication world.
I understand, Rane, that there is one family that owns this island.
Yeah, the owner of the island is family Jennings. And Mr. Jennings arrived on this island 1806 from Long Island, from New York. And now here permanent living about 12 persons.
And they are living permanently on the island?
Yes, 12 persons without electricity, without anything. But I think this community is very happy. They have nice ocean, beautiful beach, a lot of fish. And this is without any political problem. This is all friends and all is welcome in this small island. I think this small island is future for the world.
So it is thanks to their hospitality that we enjoy a new DXCC entity, and it would be a good idea to thank the family for giving you the opportunity. And Rane, we all keep our fingers crossed for luck that you have a safe journey home. Thank you very much for talking to us, and all the very best to the whole team over there at Swains Island.
Okay, well, thank you very much for give me opportunity to inform world about our activity, about this small island. Regards from our team, and thanks. See you in the future. 73 from November 8th, Sierra team.
Dr. Rane Milosevic, Yankee Tango 1 Alpha Delta at Swains Island. I'm Wolf Harrand, Oscar Echo 1, Whiskey Hotel Charlie, Documentary Archives Radio Communications, Vienna.